He's probably never been labeled as halftime entertainment before, but he is today. We're at halftime here at Pac-12 Media Day. Interviews with players and coaches will resume here in about a half hour or so. Yogi Ross swinging by. He's on his break from TV, but I'm making him talk a little bit more. How's the first half gone?
It's incredible, man. I love talking to these players. This time of year, you know, everybody's so excited for their program and the direction and the offseason work they've done. A lot of optimism.
Favorite player interview for me so far, Caillou Blue Kelly. I've never talked to him before. He was awesome. He's terrific. Another one of the former Stanford players whose dad's played in the NFL. And I would say my favorite coach so far, because I didn't talk to him last year. I had to bolt before I got a chance to talk to him. I like Jed Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Jed's terrific. And Jed and I had, I told him a Florida story, and he told me a Florida. I didn't realize he wasn't a football guy. Yeah. I didn't realize he was a tennis player. He was kind of like Mike Leach. Leach bugged the crap out of Lavelle Edwards for years, and he did the same thing with Steve Spurrier.
Totally. Jed's amazing. I've known Jed. We interviewed for this at the Seahawks the same day in 2009, and we sat next to each other like this at a dinner table and just became fast friends, got to know each other's families. I visited him in Miami when he was the OC there. When he got hired, I remember talking to people in Tucson. They're like, they weren't that happy. And I was like, trust me, he's going to crush it. And he will on the field. It'll get there. And yeah. I love the model after Utah. He talks about that pretty openly.
Yeah, he said that last year. He said it here again. And I've told people they're going to be better this year. I don't know how much better, if it will translate into 4 wins or 5 wins. But they got better as the year went along last year. And I think they'll be better this year. It's just hard because he's got 53 new players. It's just hard to get all those guys on the same page. But he's got a quarterback in Jaden Delora who he likes a lot, and he's loaded up the wide receiver room too.
8 games last year, they either were in the lead or down by a score entering the fourth quarter. And they played 3 different quarterbacks.
Now yeah, they were toe-to-toe with Utah into the late third quarter last year.
Yeah, I like this team. I think next year will be a real run for them. This year, I just hope they get started off well. Can they get early win? Week one, it's not going to be easy. San Diego State on the road in that opener on CBS. Week two, Mike Leach comes to town. Week three, North Dakota State comes to town. Like, they got to find a way to get one or two of those early ones in my eyes.
Who's going to be the second? I know overall it doesn't matter, but they're still north and south of the regular season. Who's going to be the second best team in the north?
Good question.
I know. That's what I said. I think it could be any one of five, maybe four or five teams.
I think Cal's the biggest surprise for me. It will be the biggest surprise. I did their spring game. Their defensive front, I like, let's just call it the old North. Oregon, I think, is the best defense in the league right now of what we see. Utah, I just want to see some of the parts that they have to replace. They could be that. Cal is the next. They're loaded, man. Like, they've got the best interior defensive lineman in our league in Brett Johnson. He didn't play last year because of an accident. Remember the night before the spring game?
That's right.
He is all – he'll be in the NFL. This guy is awesome. He'll remind you of a Utah D lineman. He's got all the tools you can imagine. Linebacker, Femi Oladejo, he'll remind you of Devin Lloyd. Dude is a beast. He's getting no play right now. Right? Jackson Sermon was first team all-conference. I love what he's done at UW and what he brings over there. That group, they got as much depth there as any team in the Pac-12 at linebacker. Secondary, they need another corner. They got Lamagia Hearns at third. They got some talent there in the secondary, Daniel Scott at safety. And then on offense, they got the best receiving core Justin's ever had. And I think Jake Plummer can deal. Excuse me, Jack Plummer. I see Jake.
He could deal.
I'll probably screw that up a million times in the season. So they're probably a surprise for me. UW will be a surprise. I think they'll shock some people.
See, I had UW. I picked UW 5th overall in my preseason poll. I think if the right guy is in there, I think there's still a lot of talent in that program. Yeah. I think we've kind of, the last 2 years, they've dipped a little bit. But I like Kalen DeBoer a lot, and I still think Washington's got a lot of talent.
Dude, how about Stanford? Find me a better offensive firepower group. Legit. Tanner McKee, healthy. Michael Wilson, Elijah Higgins, John Humphreys, Ben Jurasik, Bryson Tremaine, EJ Smith.
I think the problem there is they were all hurt last year,
right.
So nobody
That's
remembers
right.
and sees them.
Right.
They got to get that on the field together.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man, to watch. Every week's got intrigue. I love the shift from north and south because now we can see two teams. Might be Utah and UCLA in the title game. I love the Bruins this year. And you can make a case for a lot of different teams. So I think that'll be really fun coming this fall.
So the book's been out for a week and a half now?
Day and a half. Yeah, we delayed a little bit. I had to learn how to, like, upload an Amazon.
Well, you sent me that link the other day. I thought it had been out for a minute.
It was literally just came out.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came out. Thank you, too, man. Like, you've always been such a supporter of me in every endeavor, including college football, of course, but off the field.
No, the film was great. I sent you that picture. It sits up in my office. Yeah. I've got Life in a Walk.
It's awesome. Yeah, Five Star is out, and the reception's been great. I got to be honest with you. I'm so proud of this book because it took not only 3 years, but as you look at the cover, if you go to 5-starqb.com or if you go to the Amazon and check it out, it's the faces, right? You'll see an old face of Cam Rising in high school on the back cover in the upper left corner for the Utah fans out there. You see Caleb Williams right in the front and center. And I did that on purpose so you get to see what these guys look like because they don't get humanized. It's five-star player. Oh, he's going to go change the program. Five-star player. He better go win. Oh, five-star player. He didn't. Let's boo him. Get him out of here. Bo Nix tells a story about when he went to Auburn and they're chanting his name in the student section. And then a couple years later, they're booing him, right? Like, they're humans. Right, they're not perfect. They're still developing. So that was my favorite part of this book, as it's been out now, is people are reading and being like, "Whoa, yeah!" Like Josh Rosen wasn't just the hot tub guy. Like he joined a fraternity, but only because he wanted friends as a mid-year enrollee, and it was hard to get along with 20, 21-year-old guys when you're 17. So I've loved that about this book, and I think it's really become a tribe of mentors and a lot of wisdom for parents and players and fans to learn about where these guys come from and what makes them tick and how to attack the process.
Five-star QB, Amazon is where it's at, paperback. There's no audio. I asked Yogi about the audio version.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had time to read it yet, but at some point you think there will be an audio version.
Yeah, we'll probably drop it in February for that signing day.
After football ends.
Yeah, well, I'll do it in like probably December, January. You know, we had to market it. We dropped it this week on purpose. You know the deal.
So you've got to get back on TV. Give me the biggest question you have about Utah football heading into fall camp.
The biggest question I have about Utah.
See, it's always good news when the analyst has to pause for a minute because that means there aren't a lot of questions. But
no.
There's got to be a question.
Well, I'd say what's the front seven really like? You know, what are they really like? Can they go down and just suffocate you, right? Like they've done in the past.
Like they've done in the past.
But I just love where they're at. And I asked Coach Whittingham this on set along with Cam, of, does it feel like the next step is normal, which is it's your league? Because that's the case.
Yep.
Like I get we're talking realignment. I get we're talking Lincoln Riley and Dan Lanning, and we should. Like those storylines are awesome. But this is Utah's league. Let's don't make a mistake about it. This is their opportunity also with those teams departing. It's a land grab. Right, and I'm excited for the country to see it. And that's why I'm pushing so hard nationally of Cam Rising needs to be a Heisman candidate. If you don't know him and you're down south, then you are not doing your job. If he's 80-1 Heisman odds, like you're on something. Because Quinn Ewers can't be 12-1 who's never played a snap. Like I just look at this and say, this is the next step for them. It will not be easy. Nobody's going to hand it to them. But this is where they should be this year. And moving forward, we'll see. Can they hold off SC and Oregon? These teams are going to rocket ship again next year. We'll see who gets favorited. But I think it's healthy, and I don't think it's a lot of hype. I think it's just Utah's the best team in the league, period, right now.
Good to see you.
I love the tie, by the way.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's game day.
It's game
always
day.
Always a tie on game day.
Wow, I didn't
Today's
know that
like
about
a game
you.
Day. Yeah, always
I
a tie
love
on game
you,
day.
Man. Thank you.
Ashley's waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah, she's texting me. All right, I'll see you.
See
later.
Yogi Roth with us here live from Media Day today.